Thank you very much, John. The time is 11 minutes past seven, and as we heard in the news bulletin from Clodagh, today is the formal start of the referendum campaign leading up to a vote on the 23rd of June, which could well dominate our politics as much as maybe even more than the general election, depending on how the result goes, that we've just had, and as a result of which we don't yet have a government. But more of that to come, because Conor Brophy is actually going to tell us more now about the effects of and the debate on the effects of Brexit on business, a British exit from the EU in this country, if it were to happen. And he joins not from the studio, but where exactly are you, Conor?
Yeah, morning, Carl. I'm actually down at the offices of the law firm McCann Fitzgerald in Dublin. It's hosting, as you say, a panel discussion on Brexit, including a number of Irish and international business people, economists and naturally lawyers as well. And on that subject, we have Barry Devereux, managing partner with McCann Fitzgerald, here beside me. Good morning, Barry. I suppose, regardless of which way the vote goes, and I notice you've published a brochure this morning aimed at advising businesses of what the potential risks, opportunities and so on would be, but regardless of what happens, what you're advising people is they need to start planning either way. And I imagine probably a lot of businesses haven't quite gotten around to that, even though we close in on the vote day by day.
Good morning, Conor. In terms of the likely impact on Irish businesses, it's not just we in McCann Fitzgerald who believe the impact will be significant. This week, Klaus Regling, who is the head of the European Financial Stability Fund, which provided a quarter of our bailout funds, said Ireland would suffer more than any other EU country if Brexit occurs, and will be particularly costly for us. And just 2 days ago, the IMF, who rarely issues such stark warnings to countries, cites the referendum in Britain as one of the main risks to world economic stability, saying a decision to leave would threaten to inflict serious damage on the UK and world economy. So it's pretty serious, to say the least, which is why we decided to take a leadership position on it. And there are a number of impacts that are obvious, like sterling is likely to slide if the UK economy slides. We export a lot to Britain. We import a lot. There's serious consequences there. Potential for imposition of trade barriers and tariffs, resumption of border controls. So all these things make it likely that there will be very significant obstacles that would need to be addressed, which is why, as you said earlier, Conor, we've published a brochure today, which is to guide our clients in identifying the risks they face and how they might address those and overcome those.
Step one, though, if you haven't done so already, according to the brochure, set up an advisory group. What do you then need to be addressing?
I suppose the first thing I'd say is that if the referendum votes to leave on the 23rd of June, it will take 2 years for Britain to leave the euro. So this isn't the European Union. This isn't going to happen in June or July. So there is a 2 year period, but we're already advising clients on how they're impacted by it. And a lot of clients are surprised at the extent of the impact on their business, which isn't that apparent from the off. But there are lots of areas that are in our briefing that we think companies should look at, and we're here to steer them and help them to navigate those issues.
Barry Devereux, managing partner with McCann Fitzgerald, thanks for that. We'll be back with a couple more of the speakers from the panel discussion a little bit later in the programme. For now, though, the euro trading at $1.125, and perhaps more importantly, given the subject that we've just been talking about, sterling 79.6 pence.
Conor, thank you. 14 minutes past seven. Up next, government formation, day 49.